Have you ever noticed how two people can start with similar circumstances yet end up in completely different places? Jim Rohn's masterpiece reveals why. Success isn't random or reserved for the lucky few. It's built systematically through five fundamental components that haven't changed since the beginning of human civilization. These five pieces, philosophy, attitude, activity, results, and lifestyle, form a blueprint for achievement that works regardless of your background or starting point. What makes this approach so powerful is its simplicity. Success isn't something you chase after, but something you attract by becoming a certain kind of person. The good news? You can begin assembling these pieces today, creating immediate improvements that compound over time. Let's explore how these five interconnected elements can transform your life when applied with intention and urgency. Your personal philosophy, how you think about life, shapes everything you achieve or fail to achieve. It's the invisible rudder guiding your life journey. When facing identical challenges, one person might despair while another finds opportunity, based solely on their philosophical perspective. This mental framework forms through family teachings, education, books, and experiences, creating a filter for processing information. The challenge? Much occurs unconsciously, fostering limiting beliefs like money is scarce or success requires sacrificing relationships. While philosophy addresses life's logical side, attitude governs the emotional aspects driving action. Your feelings about what you know determine whether knowledge becomes action. With the right attitude, humans move mountains. With the wrong one, they're crushed by grains of sand. Your relationship with time impacts your potential. See your past as a school rather than a weapon. Embrace today as your new beginning. Everyone gets exactly 1,440 minutes daily. And cultivate a compelling vision of your future. Everything around us existed in its creator's mind before physical reality. How you feel about yourself is perhaps most crucial. Many people recognize value in others, yet remain blind to their own worth. Truly understanding your unique strengths would eliminate doubt about your capacity to create a better future. Activity transforms knowledge and feelings into tangible results. Philosophy and attitude create potential, but only action determines achievement. Many well-educated people fail, while those with fewer advantages succeed through consistent, intelligent activity. Like Niagara Falls's power must be harnessed to generate energy, dreams require action to have value. Some prefer talking about success to achieving it, creating false security while neglecting important tasks. Choose the milder pain of discipline now over the heavier pain of regret later. Discipline weighs ounces while regret weighs tons. Be cautious of shortcuts. Affirmations have their place but cannot replace action. Accepting the truth about your circumstances frees you from deception and enables transformation. Any day you wish, you can discipline yourself to change. You can open books, start new activities, or begin transformation immediately. Your circumstances resulted from past choices, and you have both the ability and responsibility to make better ones starting today. Results reflect your past efforts. Like farmers who plant few seeds can't expect abundance. Minimal activity yields minimal returns. Results always correspond to effort. Those who rest in spring don't reap in fall, regardless of need or desire. Your results appear in what you have, material possessions, and what you've become, character, reputation, satisfaction. Everything in your life stems from who you are. If you lost everything tomorrow, you could rebuild because the same knowledge, attitude, and effort will produce similar results. Success must be attracted, not pursued. Personal value is the magnet for all good things. Increase your value through self-discipline, planning, effort, knowledge gathering, and balanced attitude. Work harder on yourself than anything else. You become and then you attract, growing personally before advancing materially. Having more doesn't make you more, it magnifies what you already are. Those who can't save pennies from meager earnings won't save dollars from future fortunes. The required discipline remains the same. Lifestyle integrates philosophy, attitude, activity, and results. How you design your life while distinguishing between trinkets and treasures. Many learn to earn well but not live well, postponing sophistication until wealthy, not realizing that sophistication often creates wealth rather than merely resulting from it. Your feelings and values determine what you attract. Happiness and appreciation for life's finer things don't require wealth. Anyone can give to charity, attend cultural events, or express love meaningfully regardless of budget. Lifestyle isn't measured in dollars, but in how you practice the art of living. Sophistication and culture are skills anyone can develop with existing resources. Your choices reveal priorities. Spending more on donuts than books suggests something about your commitment to growth. Improving lifestyle requires more deliberate thought about what matters, not necessarily more money. Learn to be happy with what you have while pursuing what you want. We struggle with contentment because we haven't mastered being present. True lifestyle means being fully present in each moment, extracting all the substance and emotion it offers. Your ultimate success depends on developing a sense of urgency that binds together all pieces of the life puzzle. With basic needs met, we often drift into a dangerous comfort zone where neither desperation nor inspiration drives us forward. The problem with waiting until tomorrow is that when it arrives, it's called today. Today is yesterday's tomorrow. What did you do with its opportunity? Possibilities slip away one unused day at a time. In football, the 2-minute warning transforms the game, creating more intensity than in the previous 58 minutes, because awareness of imminent defeat creates urgency. Similarly in life, moments slip into hours until opportunity vanishes, leaving only regrets. We're all drifting somewhere right now. The question is whether enough time remains to change course. Life is not a practice session. We must seize the opportunity in every risk, sometimes risking going too far to discover how far we can really go. This approach emphasizes small, manageable changes rather than overwhelming transformations. Success is both easy to achieve and easy not to achieve. The difference lies in whether you make repeated errors in judgment or commit to simple disciplines practiced consistently. Each component reinforces the others in a self-improving cycle. A stronger philosophy leads to better attitudes, which energize productive activity, generate improved results, and enable a more fulfilling lifestyle. Regardless of past mistakes or limited resources, you can begin assembling your life puzzle today. By focusing on personal development rather than external acquisition, you naturally attract opportunity and fulfillment. Success isn't a dramatic event, but the inevitable consequence of small decisions made consistently over time. The formula for failure is making small errors in judgment repeated daily. The formula for success is practicing a few simple disciplines every day. These disciplines are easy to do and equally easy not to do. Your life masterpiece awaits. Will you begin creating it today?